The Flatting Mill by William Cooper, read for LibriVox.org by CalmDragon.net. An illustration. When a bar of pure silver or ingot of gold is sent to be flattened or wrought into length, it is passed between cylinders often, and rolled in an engine of utmost mechanical strength. Thus tortured and squeezed, at last it appears like a loose heap of ribbon, a glittering show. Like music it tinkles and rings in your ears, and warmed by the pressure is all in a glow. This process achieved, it's doomed to sustain the thump after thump of a gold-beater's mallet, and at last is of service in sickness or pain to cover a pill from a delicate palate. Alas for the poet who dares undertake to urge reformation of national ill, his head and his heart are both likely to ache with the double employment of mallet and mill. If he wish to instruct, he must learn to delight. Smooth, ductile, and even, his fancy must flow, must tinkle and glitter like gold to the sight, and catch in its progress a sensible glow. After all, he must beat it as thin and as fine as the leaf that enfolds what an invalid swallows, for truth is unwelcome, however divine, and unless you adorn it, a nausea follows. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Flatting Mill by William Cooper, read for LibriVox.org by David Lawrence. An illustration. When a bar of pure silver or ingot of gold is sent to be flatted or wrought into length, it is passed between cylinders often, and rolled in an engine of utmost mechanical strength. Thus tortured and squeezed, at last it appears like a loose heap of ribbon, a glittering show. Like music it tinkles and rings in your ears, and warmed by the pressure is all in a glow. This process achieved, it is doomed to sustain the thump after thump of a gold-beater's mallet, and at last is of service in sickness or pain to cover a pill from a delicate palate. Alas for the poet who dares undertake to urge reformation of national ill. His head and his heart are both likely to ache with the double employment of mallet and mill. If he wish to instruct, he must learn to delight. Smooth, ductile, and even, his fancy must flow, must tinkle and glitter like gold to the sight, and catch in its progress a sensible glow. After all, he must beat it as thin and as fine as the leaf that enfolds what an invalid swallows. For truth is unwelcome, however divine, and unless you adorn it, a nausea follows. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Flatting Mill by William Cooper, read for LibriVox.org by Deborah Lee. An illustration. When a bar of pure silver or ingot of gold is sent to be flatted or wrought into length, it is passed between cylinders often and rolled in an engine of utmost mechanical strength. Thus tortured and squeezed, at last it appears like a loose heap of ribbon, a glittering show. Like music it tinkles and rings in your ears, and warmed by the pressure is all in a glow. This process achieved, it is doomed to sustain the thump after thump of a gold-beater's mallet, and at last is of service in sickness or pain to cover a pill from a delicate palate. Alas for the poet who dares undertake to urge reformation of national ill. His head and his heart are both likely to ache with the double employment of mallet and mill. If he wish to instruct, he must learn to delight. Smooth, ductile, and even, his fancy must flow, must tinkle and glitter like gold to the sight, and catch in its progress a sensible glow. After all, he must beat it as thin and as fine as the leaf that enfolds what an invalid swallows. For truth is unwelcome, however divine, and unless you adorn it, a nausea follows. End of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?